And now for another thrilling episode of Buck Rogers. Back in 1919, you know, Buck was in the lower workings of an abandoned mine near the city of Pittsburgh when suddenly the walls caved in and a peculiar gas caused him to be held in a state of suspended animation for 500 years.
That's science fiction from the 1940s. Now science fact is catching up. Researchers say they've just found a way to put mice into a state resembling suspended animation. NPR's John Hamilton has the story.
The experiments do sound a lot like science fiction. Researchers place a mouse in a sealed chamber. They fill the chamber with a gas. A computer monitor shows the mouse's body temperature. It starts at 40 degrees Celsius and begins falling. Mark Roth of the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center in Seattle says the mice act normally for a while.
They're, you know, animated and quite active as their core temperature falls to 30 degrees or so. As it gets closer to 25 degrees, they move much less frequently. And once you get below 20 degrees, very, very infrequently.
Ordinarily, the mouse's metabolism would be going at full throttle, trying to keep the body warm. But the gas it's breathing seems to switch off that response. And the mouse's metabolism slows way down, so the animal's need for oxygen dwindles to almost nothing. Roth says a mouse with a normal body temperature breathes more than 120 times a minute.
Once it gets down around 15 degrees, it breathes only three or four times, maybe five times a minute. It's in very shallow breaths.
The animal's life processes have been brought to nearly a standstill. Roth says he and his colleagues have kept mice in this state for up to 6 hours. Then they fill the chamber with fresh air again.
You begin to see movements of the animal. The core temperature begins to rise. The animal just sort of resumes its life activities, grooming and eating and so on.
Roth's research appears in this week's issue of the journal Science. The mystery gas that makes the experiment work is hydrogen sulfide. It occurs naturally in sewers and volcanoes and smells like rotten eggs. Breathing in too much can be fatal. But hydrogen sulfide plays an important role inside the body, helping to regulate body temperature and metabolism. Roth says his experiments suggest one of the things it can do is act like a switch that can put animals into hibernation.
There's been a long, long, long-standing interest in attempting to extract this capacity to hibernate and, if you will, transfer it to otherwise non-hibernating animals like humans. And this is that first step.
A whiff of gas kept Buck Rogers in suspended animation for 500 years. Hydrogen sulfide can't do that. But Dr. Samuel Tischerman says it wouldn't have to in order to revolutionize trauma care.
We're not putting people in the spaceships that are going to be thawed out when they arrive at some distant star or something. We're just talking about getting somebody from the battlefield to the forward surgical team. We're getting somebody from, you know, the local battlefield downtown into our trauma center.
Tischerman is a surgeon and specialist in critical care medicine at the University of Pittsburgh. He's been studying suspended animation as a way to buy time for patients near death. That includes people whose hearts have stopped beating, or people who have an uncontrollable fever, or who are bleeding profusely.
Right now, if you, you know, have trauma and bleed to death, the chances of being resuscitated and surviving are near zero.
Tischerman says his team is already experimenting with ways to save these people by lowering their body temperature and metabolism. Last week, he met with Dr. Roth to discuss ways hydrogen sulfide might make his efforts more effective. John Hamilton, NPR News.